go, Roger? But at moments like this, I will call the Design Review Board meeting to order for Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. Can I have a roll call, please?
Thank you. Chair Schneider?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Member Branch?
Here.
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Hyman? Member Shaler?
Present.
Alternate Whalen is in the audience. Thank you.
Thank you. Administrative agenda, meeting minutes for March 24th. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
And discussions. Anybody have any comments?
No, I have none.
Here. Looks like we're good. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, Planning Director report.
Mr. Chair, members, good afternoon. Just to give you a heads up, we have the Villages at Los Caneros project coming to your next meeting, and we wanted to give you a little extra time, so those plans over there you get to take home and get an extra week to review, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact the project planner, Kathy Allen, and she has a memo on top of the plans.
And that's for final approval, right?
That's for final. That's correct.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
I had a quick question. I was reading the news press the other day, and it had the lead article was about the Islamic Center Mosque at Los Caneros and Calle Real, and it made the mention that they're coming back to DRB. Is there any truth to these rumors?
They will be coming back. It's when they're ready.
Okay.
Yeah, but you need to see that again for final, I believe.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we gave them final. All right. I'd lost track.
And Chair, I did have one question for staff at this moment. How will the Design Review Board be incorporated into the review of the new landscaping? As a result of the drought, the new landscaping criteria?
Right now, my understanding is that projects that are will be required to, for landscaping, will be required to have reclaimed water usage. Otherwise, new projects that are coming forth that does not have the historic water use will not be able to have water for landscaping.
Will we maybe do conceptual approval if and when?
I see what you're asking is whether you would be able to give
permissible.
The final. I think from a design standpoint, you can give the final. It's whether the applicant or developer can actually put the landscape out, to install the landscaping.
And has the city decided if there will be a requirement to go ahead and stub in the irrigation features if that becomes possible again in advance, or that would be something that would come later on as well?
My understanding right now, I don't know if it's official, but we will be requiring an interim landscape plan and then a permanent landscape plan. So if we're still in the drought, that interim plan be implemented.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Review of agenda. Are there any items that have been continued or need to be?
No, everything on the agenda stays.
And then I don't know if anybody's in the audience already, but we are. When we get there, we are going to hear item F2 before we hear item F1. At this point, if there's anybody in the audience who would like to comment on something that is not on today's agenda, now is the time to speak. Is there anybody who would like to do so? Seeing none. We'll go to the sign calendar. Can I have the sign calendar report?
Thank you, Chair Schneider. Yes, the sign subcommittee today met and we reviewed items E1 through E3. I'm going to kind of do this in a lump, I think. But items E1 and E2, the first one is 6601 Hollister Avenue. the Decker's building with the wall signs that they had. And then item E2, 170 North Fairview Avenue, the Hagen Supermarket wall signs, which is currently Vaughn's, but they're taking it over. They're doing the new signage. We reviewed those two, and both of them fall within the regulations of their overall sign plans. Otherwise, we're not objectionable, and so we gave them a approval. The third one, E3, 6868 Cortona Drive, they're doing a new series of signs plus a new overall sign plan. They're asking for conceptual review, and we granted them conceptual, we did the conceptual review.
I did have one question on that project.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any lighting for the monument signs?
No.
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we'll need a separate action for
each
item.
Correct.
Okay.
So, do you want to?
I make a motion for final approval for item E1, 6601 Hollister Avenue, the Decker's building. Is there a motion? I'm making a motion for approval.
A second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Okay. And I would like to make a further motion for final approval for the Hagen Supermarket wall signs at 170 North Fairview Avenue.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And because item E3 is conceptual review, does that need a vote?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to make a move then for, how do I say this? Because there's no conceptual approval.
Completion of conceptual review.
Okay. Completion of conceptual review for 6868 Cortona Drive and also the Cortona Drive overall sign plan.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that takes us to our regular calendar. And at this point, we will hear item F2. 50, Linda, can you read that item?
Thank you. Item F2 is the Goodland Hotel Trellis Patio, located at 5650 Calariel, case number 15039 DRB.
And can I have declarations as about site visits, etc.?
Site visit, no ex parte.
No specific site visit, but I have been there before, no ex parte.
I visited the site and had dinner there.
I've been to the site before, no ex parte.
I am familiar with the site, no ex parte conversations.
And I visited the site, have had no ex parte conversations. Michael?
Good afternoon. The Goodland Hotel is proposing an 820 square foot trellis patio, which is located at an existing outdoor patio area. This is facing, it's at the front facade facing Cairreal. Also with this proposal is for the entrances to the second story hotel rooms are wooden gates to match existing. There's going to be a key-in system for there. So we have the applicant and architect here, Ed DeVicente of DMHA, and he could walk us through the plans.
Okay. Very good. Chair Schneider, Ed DeVicente with DMHA, fellow members. Good afternoon. We're looking at a couple of minor improvements to the Kimpton Goodline Hotel, just following up with the improvements from last year. So one of the things that we weren't able to get done in the last go-around was a trellis in the southwest corner of the main building. So if you look at our site plan here, it faces the main drive entry as you come in off Cairreal here. And it's off the Goodland Bar, which occupies that corner of the main building. So we have a series of photos to show you a little bit of the elevated entry here. So you can see the drive-in, and the portico share. The good land bar is here. The existing trellis, which is fenced in and hedged around, is also here. So we'd be proposing to put a trellis over that, which is the same detailing as the main restaurant trellis. So looking more closely, here's again the existing condition with the hedge and the existing gates around. And quite simply, just in a rendered view, it's very simple trellis, wood trellis forms. Again, just matching what's on the dining patio on the other side. And we can get into the details of those members here in the drawing.
Before you leave that conceptual review, that last one, the after picture there, what is the landscaping that's out there in front? Because that looks different than the land, like more turf than there was.
This is just gestural to, this was actually the same rendering that was presented in the original project. It's really a concept level that we kept, but there's no proposed changes to the landscaping. What you see installed is to remain in place, so you can ignore the, this is really a feel piece, if you will, to kind of show an integrated design solution. But yeah, the landscaping, you're correct in noting it is not what is exactly what's there, but at this point there's no proposed changes to the landscape, and we're quite happy with that.
Questions?
No.
No questions over here.
I did have a question. What kind of overhead lighting are you proposing?
Before we get into the trellis, could I finish the presentation on the other components?
Sorry about that.
It is minor, but not totally, not that concise. So if you would allow me, Chair Schneider.
Absolutely.
I'll take you through the other components here. So as operationally they've been kind of working, they've had the property improved, and in events and guests coming and goings, one of the things that has become important is providing a little more security at the access points of the courtyard and also the stairs to the guest rooms up above. So there's, on the north end, there's two breezeways, one on the east and west side that we're proposing some gates and fencing at. And then the other locations are where there's stairs that come down the guest room buildings. We're proposing to put gates at those locations as well, electrified with wireless, the key card technology to open those. And then also kind of at this connection point of building C guest rooms. In the main building, there's a little bit wider yard that we'll be proposing. We're proposing a fence and gate. Let me show you in a little bit more detail there. So in the plans, you can see as an example here, we have each location and how we're proposing the geometry for that, which is really an extension. You can see where these posts are existing, the existing guardrail screens, and just enclosing that so we have proper clearances in front and around. And so that's really the same. We have them drawn in all the locations. And really on the detailing on that, again, it's to match what we have. So let me just take you quickly through what is there now. What's really there now is a series of steel posts that go slab to slab, which makes it very easy to install. And then we have some Alaskan cedar of 2x6 and 2x4 that just get installed horizontally. And you can see some of the spacings. Actually, excuse me, they're 1x8s and 1x4s. So with about a 2 3/4 inch gap there, and that just continues the existing screen, if you will. So on the interior side of those, there'll be some panic hardware because of the exiting requirements for the stairs. But otherwise, again, we'll have minimal key card kind of hardware and release on the guest side, or the more the public side, I guess you will, of those stairs, just to keep everything pretty minimal. Mm-hmm. And then there are a couple locations where they're freestanding, but again, it's the same type of detailing, and that's proposed all the way throughout to be about 82 inches tall, and a little bit wider at those gates, 48 inches, just as operational carts and different things go through. We want to give them a little bit more room than just the 36-inch standard dimension. Also in the drawings, we are here for conceptual and preliminary, but we do have the more detailed drawings and layouts for the trellis in the southwest corner as well with some. You can see the beam sizes there. So 6x6 posts, 6x10 main beams. We've got some cross beams. I think there's 6x8s, and then some 4x6s over the top. And that's the primary detailing for that. And again, we have some of our attachment details. It's really like the same concealed type of attachment details at the base. And then we've got some brackets on the top part as well. And so as you look at the photos of the gate locations, you can get a sense of where they're going in the existing conditions. So this one here is from the breezeway looking back, and where would that security point would be put in. So just to give you a sense of where those are going. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, sorry about that. Let's try this again. Any questions from anybody?
I have no questions, Chair.
I have, I believe,
Bill?
Two questions. Mm-hmm. And these are more to the new trellis that's being put in, since that's a more visible part of the property to people who are traveling along Cahier Real. The overhead lighting, are you proposing any overhead lighting? I know there's some string bulbs that are being hung there right now. Mm-hmm. Is there any change to that?
There's a couple components. So one of the main features around the eave overhang of the main building, there are wall washers that are underneath that. You can see 1, 2, 3. It's about, whatever we got here, 6, about 8 or so. Kind of wash in that area and give a good kind of general glow of the wall. And we would like to integrate, to reuse the string lights that are there. They create good ambiance for those areas in the nighttime. So we have that as a consideration for the board.
How high do you anticipate that you'd like the hedge that's being grown right now to actually become at maturity in terms of screening?
That's a good question. I think I can go back and confirm with the team since we're preliminary conceptual here. I think we're shooting for 6 feet, but let me confer with the rest of the team and get you a definitive answer next time.
And just one other thing, I'll say that for comments. It's not really a question. Okay, I'll make it a question. Do you have any plans to upgrade the benches and the tables in front of the property? I did a site visit, and you know, they look a little bit under-maintained, like, and they are fairly visible in front. I don't know if you have noticed that.
Are you talking about the ones in this patio area or the ones
right
on the other?
Right out front, just that one front.
Yeah, so the other.
Not under the scope of the current proposal in front of me.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? I guess I was wondering about the light thing, which Bill touched on. So sounds like you're going to want to incorporate those kind of LED string lights into the underneath the trellis now, right?
Correct.
And then this is I like the design of the gates and all of that. I'm wondering about how is it just perceived security you're getting? Because it seems to me that if you have gaps between the wood with panic hardware, that you could reach through with some mechanism and be able to hit that panic thing and open it up and walk up anyway. So,
correct. It's not certainly not Fort Knox. It is really a perceived.
Okay.
And we really wanted to make sure that the aesthetics are really maintained. So there really there is barriers, but we understand that there's a lot of quick, easy workarounds.
Okay. Anybody else? Questions, comments, anybody?
No, I think it's nice. I have no problem with it at all.
Mm-hmm. Is that a motion?
Yep. sure.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Before you do that, now that I've encouraged you to do so, which I appreciate, this is our, I want to talk to staff a minute. This is our last meeting where we're technically on the old, under the old rules. So I'm guessing this is fairly simple, so it's not difficult. So we're going to give this preliminary approval, which will be the appeal point.
Actually, the new rules do not start until April 17th, so you're still under right. the... Okay.
Right. But the question is, so we're going to give it preliminary approval, it'll have the appeal period, and then will it come back before the board for
what
final?
What we'd like you to do, if you are complete enough with preliminary, that because after that the new code will kick in, and then that would be the conformance review by staff.
Okay.
So preliminary will serve as your design review approval right. today.
Okay. You understand that, what you're doing there?
We'll see.
Shoot.
I'll move for preliminary approval as submitted.
Do we need to be specific about findings and, I presume, somehow?
I will second.
Michael, did you have findings? You do need to have findings for the preliminary, and what we can do is, in your staff pack, your packet, you have findings for the French press project, your item F1, and use those findings, and if those satisfy this project.
Can
yes,
I?
You can.
Okay, I'm going to say that I will move for preliminary approval as submitted, that it meets neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, there is no landscape involved, and zoning.
Just one question regarding the string lights that are currently there, are those already LED?
I'm pretty sure there are, yes, but I can confirm that.
But ultimately they would be if they aren't now.
Yes, we okay. can commit to that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And do you second it?
I will second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
And when would you like to come back?
The next available.
He's not going to come back before the whole board.
Because it's going to be, is it going to be staff review now?
Right, conformance review by staff for final.
Yeah.
Got it.
So your preliminary basically served as
that's
the
it.
Design review approval
right.
in the future.
How will we or the public know what findings the staff is going to be looking to make sure that they're being met?
Because they will be, in theory, they should be in our motion for approval.
So we
and
need
this,
to be very
this one's
specific
a fairly
on
straightforward one, so there's not, but you know, if there's conditions that we're putting on it, we will have to document those in our motion
right.
so that
and
staff
be specific.
Knows what to look for.
Okay.
And can I clarify another kind of operational question? So typically we've been used to having two different points of design, preliminary and final. In this case, once we pass preliminary, that's our chance to have input for design. The only chance to have secondary input would be not to do preliminary approval, right?
Correct.
But once we give preliminary, our design input
right.
is over.
Which in the future will be called
design review.
Design review.
Yes,
okay.
One shot at the
gotcha.
You'll still have conceptual. And then design review. And if you're satisfied at that point with some conditions that you can hand off to staff, then that's the appeal period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. You're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks,
Ed. And the next item F1, Linda.
Item F1 is the French press exterior improvements located at 250 Stark Road, case number 15-029-DRB.
And I am going to recuse myself as this project is in our office.
As will I, and I will be coming around on the other side of the table.
And I presume that means Dennis is going to step up. You got to fill two positions now.
Three chairs will have hip hip hooray.
Hi.
Is this the same plan?
Shine's going to.
Yes.
First off, declarations for everybody?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
site visit, no ex parte.
And same here, site visit, no ex parte conversations.
And the same for me. So, Shine?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Design Review Board. I would also like to thank Mr. Mimic for staffing this item while I was absent last at the last meeting. I'm picking up where we left off. I'll just hand it over to the applicant to present the response to your direction from the last meeting. I will add, though, that in my review of the project, I did find that we could make findings for preliminary approval, so I took the opportunity to include in your packet a recommended findings for preliminary approval for your consideration. With that, I'll hand it over to the applicant team. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tracy Brunel, architect for the project.
Aaron Carroll, landscape architect.
I guess we'll just go through the comments. You need to turn around?
Yeah, probably, because then it won't be upside down to the TV.
Right.
And I don't know who's running that, but if we could back out a little bit.
Okay, so we took a look at the layout of the patio and have made a couple of changes to address the concerns. One of the issues was the old stair was over on the edge here, and there was a concern about it coming out into the drive aisle. We've moved it into the middle here, recessed a little bit. I mean, it's still coming out into the area the car's going to be coming through, but I don't know that there's really any way to avoid that. The current layout has a ramp in this area that you walk up, and it's kind of an obvious place to come across. So anybody who's over here is going to cross this one way or another. But having it on axis with this, I think, is a much nicer way to do it in terms of a design concept, and it divides the patio up into two areas. So I think it's a pretty nice idea, really. So we've incorporated that. I think in looking at the larger picture, we may have been on this sheet, I think, as we were having some discussions about it, when you kind of take a look at the layout of this site and where all the parking is, there are people walking around across drive aisles. It's something that you can't really avoid. So the other issue was, as you come in here to park, that this wall was right there. It was going to be difficult to get the car door open and out. So what we've done is where's the one that shows this? See, now that I'm upside down, I'm in trouble. Over here, and I guess maybe in the plan it shows it a little bit better. Essentially just lowered the level of this, so this is a curb height, curb with a little planter there so that you can get out of the car without.
So you got parking 6 inches up curb, little planting area, and then up the rest of the way, the foot 18 inches or whatever it is to the patio level?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And I think it's 1'10" or something out here. I think there was another kind of a thought about, well, you've got cars and people kind of next to each other, but this is really up. I guess that's where this drawing works a little better. The cars are pretty far down below there. I don't think there's really an issue of this car ending up there unless somebody's really pretty out of control. There was a discussion about how the rainwater is going to be utilized. And we didn't know this last time, but there are currently downspouts that come through the walkways up above in these locations. And so we'll have the opportunity to bring that underground and bring it into the planters and control it. So it's not going to go anywhere. Currently, it just goes on to the paving and washes across. I'm not sure that's the best solution. Probably be better to get it to go under.
All of this drainage on this side will go into a gravel area as well and disperse. That's all permeable. So.
And I think those were all issues, unless there's some others that I'm not remembering.
Okay. Questions from the board?
I guess,
Craig?
I have a question. It was more for staff, I think. Shine, did you, in just assessing the safety of people walking across a parking area, is there any recommendations for staff in terms of signage or anything, or did you feel comfortable with what you saw in terms of just for safety in the corridor?
I think our ability to insist upon signage is limited, so we did not review it to that aspect. I think we can make suggestions, but I do understand that it is a lot of potential conflicts out there. So we don't have an opportunity to do that analysis. So, yeah.
Dennis?
I think you've corrected these items really, really well. I do have one question. In this area, it seems to be that this planning area can just be a traffic pattern, sort of an exit in and out of the patio. That's just the way people are going to move, and that if to preserve the planting area, either it you make it a clear path of travel, either to get out of the car or to get up and down, or that perhaps there's some kind of barrier along there. That said, I think it's perfectly fine the way it is.
Okay. You guys good down here?
I'm good, yes.
Yeah. I have one comment, actually. And I guess we need to go back to a site plan. It seems to, I mean, I think I'm in agreement with Dennis. I think everything's looking pretty good. I would argue that it might be nice to actually physically change the paving here and do a little, since you're using pavers, maybe some pavers banding or something that will encourage drivers maybe to slow down a little bit more because they understand that that is now a pedestrian link. And I think that will help solve some of that safety issue that we're concerned about. So, I don't think that's probably particularly difficult to do, right?
No,
it's okay. So, okay. And we are here for preliminary, if we want. Somebody want to take a shot at a motion?
I will make a motion. Maybe I won't. Yeah. I was mulling over Member Whalen's comments about the side over there. But, I'll go ahead and make a motion for preliminary approval with the finding that the design meets all the appropriate items of neighborhood compatibility and also the quality of architectural design. It's a rather unfortunate building to begin with. I think this improves it. And the quality of the landscape design, I think it meets that and also zoning.
And are we going to require or address the paving connection across that drive aisle?
My mistake, yes. With also the instruction that the applicant look into demarking the space from the ramp across the driveway to the other walkway on the other side in some manner as to alert drivers that they need to slow down.
And perhaps include also study the study the possibility that people will take a shortcut
right,
to the patio
exactly,
there,
yeah,
trying to find an appropriate solution.
Like
to
a railing or a barrier. I mean,
or to let it happen.
Okay.
If I may clarify, so my understanding is the motion would include the recommended findings in your staff report.
Yes, I believe that was the intent.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
With two conditions.
With two conditions.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, it may not actually have anything to do with this. But when we get, by the time we get to the next meeting and we're doing this, the question comes up in my head where we have the edge of the patio right next to that parking space. And they've already addressed it by having that spot lowered down, but we're looking at possibly doing something to take care of people, you know, going across the vegetation there. Even at best, what I just said, it can be taken any number of ways and be kind of bland. How do we know what, how do we have to, in the future, do we have to specifically define what it is that we want to see there for staff? Because the next step's going to be administrative approval.
We want to talk about that, and what I'd really like to do is remember that discussion, because I think while we can't talk too much about that at the moment, if we put it on our agenda next time, maybe we could have a general discussion about that before
we... I will remove my comments and I'll bring them up at the end of this meeting.
Right, that's
where we have the appropriate location under...
well, I was reading only announcements by members, but yeah I would like to... We'll get to that as an agenda item for next time before we get too far into it, because it's going to be a little, again, this and that project before us are fairly straightforward, but we're going to get some projects that aren't, and we're going to need to understand what we're trying to do.
So for right now, so for right now, the answer is yes, what we were just talking about.
I think in this situation, members of the board, I think for the next meeting, we're not can move this project forward. We would put this on the final calendar, because the new rules, to my understanding, don't go into effect at the next meeting. They go into the second meeting. So it would be the normal, the old way, the current way of you know, your motion for preliminary, continuance for final, and then we can talk about the details at the final.
Very good.
Actually, as speaking with the director, we are actually switching over to the new code starting next meeting. So this preliminary counts as design approval in the future, as in the future. My one of the discussion when the planning director came and spoke with you last time was that if in our conformance review with staff, if we are needing to consult with a DRB member, we would go through the chair. We can have that opportunity to do so for clarity.
Yeah, thank you.
So I guess if that's the situation, then it would help the staff. We understand the chair is going to help us with conformance review. If there's any specific design direction that the board would like to direct as part of in that conformance review, it would be good to know now as part of the motion. So.
Right.
Anybody have any thoughts on that? I don't, frankly. It seems like there ought to be something there. As Dennis said, there's going to be a possibility people will get out of the car and go straight across. I was just thinking a simple railing would suffice, something similar to, you know, just something really simple, even if it's low.
Does the applicant want to propose something?
No.
Okay.
It's one car where this is a possibility that could happen.
Okay.
With a couple bushes that are, right, somebody's not going to clamber through that. And I think it's, they don't want to have a rail around this. It's not high enough, and it'll start something that you can't stop.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it.
These grasses will bounce back and flop around.
All right, well, good. I would like to modify my motion then.
What is that, Mondo?
Here, we've got something with some thorns on it.
Mamandra.
Okay. If it's okay with the members, I will redefine my motion to not recognize that particular item, but just talk about the
pedestrian connection.
Yeah, pedestrian connection.
Okay.
If that's okay with the rest of the board.
And that's okay with the seconder of the motion?
Sure.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. And I guess that means you don't really have to come back to us anymore. You're just going to deal with staff. Yes. And so you're on your way. We think. Okay. So two things I would like to talk about. One, at least, and like I just said, on our agenda for next time, I think we just need a little, two items. One, to talk about what we were just trying to deal with is how the new system works and how we're going to integrate it. So if members could think about what that means and bring questions, that would probably be help the conversation. So I think that would be good to do. That probably needs to happen at the beginning of the meeting. And then the other thing I'd like to talk about at some point would be what the city council did the other night, because I'm not sure, relative to the requirements for landscaping and taking into account the drought condition and whatever. So I'd like to at least be able to have this board have a discussion with what does that mean going forward when we get projects that have some significant landscape, and how do we deal with that. So we're going to have to deal with that at some level, and so I think that's worth talking about.
I'd just like to follow up on that one. I'd just say that I think it might be a good idea if the city could take advantage of the expertise that's on this board, having four architects and two landscape professionals, because I think they can probably, we as a group and you folks in particular, can come up with some creative solutions if included and incorporated in this effort.
Great. Okay. And then not on here, but we're going to talk about it anyway because we need to, the sign subcommittee. I have decided that there's no requirement for three members to be on that board, so we're going to run with two. And if the two members on the board can't come to an agreement as to how to deal with a certain issue, they can bring it before the full board anyway. So I think that'll still work. So with that,
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you feel it doesn't need three members?
Mostly because I can't get another member to step up. To be real honest, there are time constraints.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I'm as chair, I'm no longer wanting to put my time in there. I'm going to have other issues. So.
Okay.
There's an opportunity to solicit the future new member.
Right, there is, when that comes about. Okay. Any other announcements by members or? Okay. Meeting adjourned.
It was too hot not to cool down.